I'd like to just point out that, like, the Aboriginal women in custody here who are waiting to go out on parole currently, who are in their parole periods waiting to go out, and I think this is really important to understand, is that those women are still in prison. They've been granted parole pending housing, so they're okay to go back to the community, but unfortunately aren't able to go back to the community because there's no housing available for them. So the catch is there's housing places out there, right? So you can get department houses and stuff like that if you're lucky enough to have one. But you can't actually get parole to that housing because the address isn't settled until you're out in the community. So you can't actually sign for that housing until you're in the community, but you can't get to the community while you're on parole. So it's one of those things that it looks good on paper, but unfortunately for, I know, two out of three of us here, we're parole ready, but we don't have that housing option. You're not only, you know, sending me to prison for a crime that I did commit, you know, and that obviously, you know, I need to serve time for that, but my daughter's also been punished for that. She was homeless. That breaks my soul, you know, and then me having a home before coming here and then leaving, going out to no home, I just don't see the justice in that. Most of us have the ability to, you know, go out and live productive lives. We have the ability to do that. But there's no point in having or learning those skills if we can't go out to utilise them because we can't get parole outside. And then when our parole periods are up, they send us out regardless of whether we have housing because there's no longer... They hold us until our parole periods are close to the end or ending, and that way they're not responsible for housing us anymore. Us as women, when you take away a woman from a household, you're taking away a mother. You're taking away a woman who has children or is an auntie or is, you know, you're not just taking away that woman to incarcerate her in a maximum security prison that isn't designed to house women. You're taking away a woman. That often means taking away a home for everybody that lives there because they can't maintain that. They need to be more considerate around that, you know, creating a system that nourishes the women and protects them and family. Because at the moment, the things that are still happening, you're taking away the mothers, which then the kids still get taken anyway. So we're just doing it all over again.